This is VOA News, speaking of remote focus from Melton. Democrat Joe Biden, the projected winner of Tuesday's U.S. presidential election, began preparing today to take over the U.S. government January 20th, when he's inaugurated as president. He's expected tomorrow, on Monday rather, to name a 12-person coronavirus task force to tackle the most pressing current challenge to the nation. He has vowed to speak with the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, before he takes office in January. He's also promised to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord on his first day in office. President Trump withdrew the United States from the landmark international plan in 2017. Mr. Biden's also expected to enact a series of executive orders in an effort to undo some of the actions of the Trump administration and return the United States to some of the policies enacted by the administration of Barack Obama, for whom Biden served as vice president. Biden plans to repeal the ban on almost all travel from some Muslim-majority countries and to reinstate the program that allows people brought illegally into the United States as children to remain in the country. During the campaign, Biden also said he plans to rejoin the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear weapons development. After days of shying away from comment on America's presidential election, world leaders, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, tendered congratulations to Joe Biden after Pennsylvania's vote results made him the projected winner of the presidential election. Among the first world leaders to react to Biden's projected win was Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. He said, quote, "Canada and the United States enjoy an extraordinary relationship, one that is unique on the world stage. Our shared geography, common interests, deep personal connections, and strong economic ties make us close friends." This is VOA News. South Korea has congratulated Democrat Joe Biden for his victory over President Donald Trump in that contentious election for the U.S. presidency. South Korean President Moon Jae-in sent out brief messages on his social media accounts Sunday, expressing support for the former U.S. vice president and his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. Separately, South Korean Foreign Affairs Minister Kang Kyung-hwa will meet with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for previously scheduled talks in Washington Monday. It's unclear how the election will affect those discussions, which Seoul says will largely focus on North Korean denuclearization. Under the Trump administration, relations between Seoul and Washington were strained over issues such as the cost of stationing thousands of American soldiers on the Korean Peninsula. However, Trump and Moon found common cause in engaging Pyongyang. Together, they accomplished unprecedented diplomatic achievements, including three face-to-face meetings with the North's ruler, Kim Jong-un. Some observers expect that under Biden's leadership, much of that bilateral tension could be eased, but inroads with North Korea gained during Trump's single term might also be lost. Hundreds of protesters gathered in Tbilisi, Georgia on Sunday to support a call by opposition parties for a rerun of parliamentary elections held October 31st. The protesters say the elections were not free and fair. Georgian police fired water cannon and tear gas at the protesters, some of whom threw stones at the police. Police said protesters tried to storm the building housing Georgia's Central Election Commission. They're demanding the resignation of the chief of that commission, as well as fresh elections. Police in Belarus detained dozens of anti-government demonstrators who gathered for the 13th consecutive Sunday of protests to call for the resignation of President Alexander Lukashenko. They're also calling for a new election amid unprecedented public resistance following a disputed election in August. Human rights group Vyazna released a list of 328 people that, according to the group, were detained by security forces on November 8th. The arrests were made in the capital, Minsk, and in other cities. The group said some of the detainees were later released. The protests come after police detained dozens of medical professionals at an unauthorized protest against Lukashenko on Saturday. The protests have been almost daily in Minsk and elsewhere since the presidential election on August 9th. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.